Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe-to-toe bin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
It's all okay with Emily Dupre.
Ellie Grant. The Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. You just type in Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, you'll find it. And joining me shortly will be Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, only the best podcast about all things Bachelor. So today's episode, we're talking all about the latest Real Housewares of New Jersey installment. And we recorded it in Dallas, Texas at the Texas Theater, which is super, super awesome. If you want to see one of our live shows, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets. You really should come to our live shows. You're about to hear one, and we had so much fun, and everyone had such a great time. We'll be going to Vancouver for Just for Laughs, and then we'll be in all over the country, going to Portland, Phoenix, Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Boston, Irvine. Not necessarily in that order. Probably left something out. But go to watchwhatcrappens.com. You really don't want to miss out on these shows. You never know what's going to happen. We always have a blast. That being said, just a quick note about tonight's show. We had an issue. The audio sounds great, so we're happy about that. But we had an issue because we were recording the episode onto a flash drive, and the flash drive ran out of space. Soup's annoying. But luckily, the guys in the sound booth were able to catch it. But we lost about 10 minutes of audio right in the middle of the episode, which is a super bummer. But honestly, you guys, the episode's long enough as it is. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. So sorry about that. We'll give you a heads up when that happens. And enjoy the show. We began the episode, Leanne Locken walked right out on stage and started talking. We had to go out there just to address everyone and sort of warm the crowd up, etc. So here we are, Miss Leanne Locken.
These guys, you know, I have to tell you guys, when I first started Housewives, I listened to their podcast, and I love you too. And I love the person dressed like a fucking trolley tonight. That's awesome! Oh, you fucking rock! That's the shizzle. So the first time I listened to Watch What Crappens, I was like... And then I was like, oh, it's comedy. And then I fell in love, and then I'm like, shit. Now I gotta listen to every episode. They're making me. They're
Dallas, Texas! Hi!
What's up, Dallas?
Thank you, Leanne.
I love you guys.
We love you. And thank you to Miss Mama D down there.
Mama D in the front row.
And to the pirate who stole our hearts, Mr. Rich. Aww. We love you.
We love Rich.
Steve Kimball down there with his weddingness and
yes. All. Wedding planner in town?
Yes, girl.
And, so, your mom is trying to steal
my
Rich?
My mother, my father, my sister, my brother.
They're all
everybody's
here.
Everybody's here.
It's a family affair.
So you guys, so obviously, as many of you know, tomorrow night's show sold out. So we added this show
And we are so excited that you guys came here to the Friday night show. And I know that probably a lot of you guys wanted us to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas tonight. And obviously we're talking about New Jersey. But naturally, in lieu of Dallas, we have...
Dallas.
Leanne Locken!
We got Dallas, girl. Now, Leanne, we learned our lesson because when Jeff Lewis was on this show, we made his ass wait an hour and a half while we did a recap first.
Yeah.
And girl...
Oh...
I mean, you have never lived until you've been yelled at by that queen. You
know? That's right. Yeah.
I've heard.
And he still will not let it go. So I learned, you know, I learned. If he ever comes on again, he'll be an hour and a half in. But yeah. I learned, girls. Bring the girl up first. Get her out.
Maybe
first.
He and Gage had a big fight after our show. And then, you know.
And that's how rumors get started.
That's how.
I didn't start that way.
I did not
so,
start that way.
So, Leanne...
but now some rumors you can start.
Yes.
Leanne, take it away.
So 2 weeks ago, Leanne, you were at Andy's baby shower.
Wow.
What was that like?
Housewives on steroids. Everybody was insane. And I got to tell you, I have never been so proud of the tables at the Palm.
I know, yeah.
When Lisa Rinna jumped up and then she was like, "You bitches, get on the table, he pays your rent." I was like, oh.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Did you make any friends?
They're
who cares?
Wives.
Who cares?
Did you make any enemies?
Did you make any enemies? Okay.
Who did you yell at?
I went at no one, sort of. Sort of.
Sort of.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
Okay, so Ava from Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So remember that bitch did a little thing at Bravo, and she was all like, "Well, you know, I'm sure Leanne was a regional model." So I walked over to the photo booth where she and Phaedra were taking some pictures, and I was like, "Yeah, girl, you got to show me how this national model shit works, girl. Show me." She fell on the floor laughing. It was awesome. She was like, "Oh, my God." And then I go, "I'm going to get our picture, and I'm going to circle you and put national. I'm going to circle me and put regional." She goes, "Nene, this girl's crazy." It's like, yeah.
Man, if you're saying that to Nene.
Right. So the wedding, that's still happening?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny seeing Rich here because they didn't know that they were coming. They just happened to be living their separate lives.
Yeah.
Separate
lives.
Ended up seeing each other here.
They just separately arrived here the same night.
Our first dance is going to be to Living Separate Lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite songs of all time. So
you know.
I approve
of that.
Totally.
I'll have
not
you sing it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not a song called "Your Charity World is Going Down the Drain" that you could dance to.
Yeah.
Listen, you just don't show up at a charity event with shit on your head.
Will there be a trolley at your wedding, or will the cake be shaped like a trolley?
There should be a trolley cake, but Rich has picked something else for his groom's cake.
Oh, okay.
Y'all should arrive in a trolley instead of like a limo.
Yeah, a trolley that has like little cans, like little streamers.
We are arriving at something that is not a vehicle. It's not a car.
Oh, okay.
It's a mimicker.
It's a what?
A mimicker.
A mimicker.
Mimickers.
There's a bunch of mimickers.
You know, the first time I met them, I wanted to take them sandpaper. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in Chicago. First time we met Leanne came to our show in Chicago. Did anyone happen to be at that Chicago show? Yeah?
Sorry.
Yeah, girl.
Sorry.
Leanne was amazing. You've never lived until you've tried to do a live show with Leanne staring at you the entire time.
This is Leanne in the front row. Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Talk shit about me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk shit about anybody in your cast? Just thought I'd ask. Just thought I'd ask. But seriously, though, I mean.
No, I'm good.
All right, well, get your ass down there and watch the show. We
love thanks
you,
for coming,
girl.
Leanne. Everyone give Leanne Locken a big round of applause. Wow. I was so impressed with the way that she held this microphone. I mean, they're just hands, but they work so well.
wow, that is so great. Thank you guys for being here.
I think Leanne was, she just like disappeared into the void over there in the corner. I know. She's gone.
Leanne is really getting thin. I love you. All right, so when we do these live shows, it's always a chore, it's always kind of a chore to think, what are people going to like that we're going to cover, you know? And originally we thought, we're just doing live shows, we're covering what we're covering. But then some people don't watch Top Chef, some people don't watch... Well, okay, then maybe it would work. Never mind, we're doing Top Chef from last night.
Yes.
And Jersey's always a rough one just because not as many people watch it. Some people have a visceral hatred for that show.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, it is one of our favorite things to do live.
It really is.
So much fun.
It is so fun. So with that in mind, welcome to Watch What Crap Ends, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Bravo.
Thank you guys so much for being here. And thank you to the God of Real Housewives of New Jersey for giving us such a, not only a glorious season, but what an episode. Oh, my God.
Wow. We're going to have fun tonight. Although, first, I have to put in a request. Hey, Ashton, could I get a beer?
Oh, yeah, Ashton, get us some drinks.
Ashton's our hookup.
Ashton, we're sorry how we've tortured you this entire time. It's like, oh, this is going to be easy. It's just two guys in the table. And then enter the glitterati down there.
Yeah.
Yes, boys.
By the way, these are
Look
Mama D's
these
gays.
Boys. I can see why gays moved to Dallas. You guys do it right.
Yeah.
Okay?
By the way, if you have not been able to take a glimpse of Mama D, I mean, this is just like glamour incarnate right here in the front row. I mean, I can't. Someone said she smells like money.
They don't call it Green Miracle for nothing.
Yes. That's right.
All right. So we opened this episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey as a continuing episode from last week, which was just a fucking mess. I mean, I don't even know how to start. Okay?
Yeah, all the women are down in Cabo. They just had this crazy dinner. The dinner was going nicely until, of course, Danielle Staub was like, well, I'm going to kick this up a notch. Who here is excited that Danielle Staub is back? I mean, she's evil, but she makes a good show. Murmurs. We need it. Sometimes we need some Danielle Staub in life.
I do not need some Danielle Staub. I can say that right now. I don't need it, okay? It's like when people tell me, eat my vegetables. You need your vegetables. No, I don't. Does my poop come out like little tiny hard stones that knock against the toilet? Yes. Okay? But it's worth it.
That's what makes the podcast thrive. A difference of opinion.
Just want to keep it as classy as possible for the night.
I'm not saying that I'm Team Staub. I'm just saying I enjoy her presence.
If you are not against terrorism, you are with terrorism.
So basically, the fight, well, they just started fighting, and Danielle started going after classic Marge's kids, and Marge threw wine right into her face, which I think we all enjoyed, right? Like,
so she's like, that's why your kids are never around you, and Marge is like, look, listen, you're an old dog. Look, seriously, like, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. I taught you so many tricks.
I don't want to lie about it. Give me a paw. Give me the tricks.
I'm going
to
be honest.
You're an old dog with no new tricks, Danielle. You're an old dog with no new tricks. That's what you are. And Danielle's like, no, your kids aren't around. They're not around you. Get over it.
And then she rolled on the floor, and she was like, that was a trick.
Danielle's basically becoming Rocky. She's like the Rocky that never fucking wins, you know?
Didn't Rocky not win?
I mean, I assumed Rocky went. Listen, there's only so many straight things I can put up with in pop culture.
Are we talking about Below Deck? Or are we talking
I sat through Friends.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting through Rocky, okay? You only get so many points from me, straight people.
Yeah, so Marge throws the wine in her glass and just walks off. And then there's, like, all sorts of commotion. Dolores is like, huh? Frank, was that you, Frank? Was that you, Frank? You know, it's nice to get some wine on your face.
Wouldn't have happened if you'd consulted me about... You know, it's like I told Frank, this wouldn't have happened if you'd consulted me about the tiles. That's it.
You know, yeah. That's all.
Pebble tiles. It's got to be the pebble
could have been worse.
Tiles.
It could have been pebble tile on my face. Hmm.
So then Teresa is just like, blink, 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 blink.
This is Ashton. Ashton.
Thank you, Ashton. Y'all, please tip Ashton extra.
I have to tell you something. This is totally honest. When you said, so Teresa, and the crowd went crazy, and then I saw a presence, I thought, honest to God, I thought Teresa Giudice was going to be right there. That's the way my brain works. Oh, my God, she's here.
It's a fine line between fantasy and delusion, you know? It's President Obama, everybody! Just kidding. I'm delusional. I still think that's the president. Like, I just never changed the calendar. I'm like, Roseanne's still funny and on TV.
This is your state, not mine. I'm being careful.
I have to get a boo to even it all out, you know? Yeah. Tell my insecurities work, Teresa!
So, yeah. So then Melissa's sitting there because Teresa's going, you didn't even say what Teresa was doing.
She's just acting like she's never seen behavior like this before, which is so hilarious. Teresa the table flipper, you know. Yeah. She's like, blink, blink, what's going on? What's going on? What are you guys even doing? What's going on?
Ingredients.
Also, Teresa, who started this fight.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who are keeping track.
No, it was Danielle who started this fight because they were all having a good time, and Danielle's
well,
like...
Danielle tried, but Teresa was the one who, putting lighter fluid all over... Actually, that sounds good. That sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah, sounds like a lovely barbecue.
I suddenly like Teresa. I'm like, the hero we needed, pouring lighter fluid on Danielle.
So Melissa's sitting there, and she's like, someone threw a glass at me. And Teresa's like, I didn't throw a glass at you. She's like, well, it's either you or Jennifer. And Jennifer's like, okay, you know what? If I threw a glass at you, you'd know it. And then she takes her glass and smashes it against the table and holds it up like this.
Yeah. Which is so old.
Yeah.
Like, I need new weapons on Housewives shows,
okay?
The glass sink was very scary the first time I saw it. It was kind of scary the second time I saw it.
I feel like
I need like a garden hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need something like original and new to come.
The only thing like more old fashioned would be if she just started boxing like this. Like,
I'm going to get you, all right? I'm going to get you right in the face.
So Melissa and Teresa are screaming at each other now because Danielle's just, she got just what she wanted. She's like howling like a dog, you
she's
know?
Like,
she's like,
the red one, I'm melting.
Just guttural screams like a kicked dog, you know? And then Teresa's like, blink, blink, this is ridiculous. And Melissa's like, Tree, this one got you going in circles. You don't even know what you're saying anymore. Has Teresa ever known what she's saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're starting way too far back to have a fight, you know?
Yeah.
So Teresa makes her stand. She's like, she says something about her kids. She says something about Danielle. That's strike three for me.
Technically, that's two strikes, but that's okay.
And I just thought while I was watching this back, my sister is a mathematician, and she's going to be sitting in this show. Like, really, Ronnie? Are we sinking this low?
Yeah.
Like a lady who can't even count to three.
Yeah. Math jokes. So
then, since she's standing up for Teresa, Jen goes, thank you! Thank you!
That was very forceful.
Thank you! Maniacs
so
on
the,
this
So show. The glass thing happens. At the Melissa, she gets up, she's like, you got the wrong fucking girl! And I was like, yes! And then we just hear Teresa in the background, no! And then, did anyone else notice the opening credits come up, like the Real Housewives of New Jersey thing, and it goes to black and white? I don't even know
black
why.
Black and white.
It was like so dramatic.
Yeah, they're like, remember I love Lucy? She's dead now. It's like, thanks, Jersey.
So then Jennifer, you know, sometimes you got to choose your words carefully when you're in a fight. She goes, oh yeah, you want to come in my face? I mean, if you're not hearing it at home.
That is just distasteful.
I know. It's like, that, you really took it to a place there, Jennifer.
She really does have this, like, crazy, and you know her lips are like, doing that thing, and she's just so crazy.
Her lip liner got
thicker.
And
she's doing that, and remember that when this fight started, before they were even fighting, Jennifer started doing this. She's like,
yeah, that's right.
Rocking back and forth, like, ugh.
It's gonna happen by the power of Paramus. Oh my God.
So the girl is already crazy, and so now she's screaming at Melissa, you wanna come in my face, honey?
You wanna come all into my face?
Hey, you want
I'm
me
right
to get
here.
Some paper towels in my nose, baby?
She's come like, on, baby. Come on, baby.
If I threw a glass at you, you'd know it, baby. And like Jennifer is in Greece now, you know? Jennifer's like Rizzo from Greece now. I don't know what the hell got into Jennifer, but that's why you like her, you know?
Yeah.
It's like suddenly well, she's a pink lady, and I'm down.
Yeah.
So then this guy comes in. One of the producer guys runs in, and he's hilarious. He's like the Uber driver we had today. Well, we're like clacking in the back like a couple of queens. Like, oh my God, what if Mama D doesn't get our text? Like, seriously. this is what this poor guy's having
true
to
story
listen to. And he's just sitting there with the sucker like. And that's what the producer was like in this. He comes to stand between the women fighting. He's like.
So I think at this point Melissa walks away and she's like, relax, oh my God, you know? And so then Dolores. Dolores, who had been standing there literally like this, it was like the producer, while the producer was doing that, they were like, boop, and she's like, oh. She's like, hey Jen, you break a glass like that, you should get your ass fucking kicked.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
And then Jen's like, oh yeah, baby, oh yeah. So she gets in Dolores' face, like doing that.
Dolores is like,
eh. And then Danielle's like, no, no,
Danielle's,
do not go for Dolores. Do not go for Dolores. She's, my arthritis can't take it.
She's like, even I know, she's been under Frank, okay? She's been through a lot.
Mentor, don't go any of the other girls, trust me, not Dolores. Jen's I just like, wrote down Chola fight because I'm from El Paso, Texas, girl. I learned how to. Yes. Yes. I learned how to smoke, drink, and cut a bitch at the smoker wall. And not a bitch, but you know, a person. You just call him a bitch as you cut him, okay? Yeah. Calm down, audience of ladies. Like a creepy confession up here. I'm like, I learned how to cut a bitch. You know what I mean.
So when Dolores is like, who the fuck do you think you are? Jennifer's like, I don't take fucking shit. That's who I am. I'm like, maybe we should rewind to the scene where you're buying all your kids Amazon Prime Barbie houses.
You literally take shit home. Okay? We've seen you do it. And so Dolores is like, her throwing that glass? It triggered something in me.
It was like seeing pebble tile on the wall. Like, just it triggers me, Frank. It just triggers me.
If I didn't walk away, I'd do something I regret, like glass tile in a kitchen.
Yeah. You know, if I didn't walk away and then back again, then walk away, then back again, then call Frankie, then call Frank, then walk away again, walk back.
Kitchen,
I would have done something I would have regretted,
room, and
you know?
You think, should I go back to the kitchen? But
you know,
no, you make a circle.
I don't got
and that's
poo
what
here. I don't
normal
got Maz. I'm in a foreign country. There's no pebble tile. I don't know where
what
I am.
What are you going to do? I pass the countertop.
It's hot. There's a motorcycle in the parking lot.
What are you going to do? So then Jen is just nonsense now. She's had so much fun, and she's never seen this many cameras on her. Now, granted, they're all being worked by people with suckers who don't give a fuck, apparently.
Yeah.
But still, the power you must feel with all those cameras suddenly in your face.
Yeah.
So now she still just keeps yelling. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's basically a backup singer of a terrible pop song.
All right, Penny,
yeah.
You know it, sweetie, yeah. I'm like, okay, you make no sense now. Just be quiet.
She's literally yelling into a potted plant.
So I think they do something on Jersey. I think the producers are really tricky on this show, where they just put gum in everybody's locks, because every time somebody leaves to go back to their hotel room, they can't get back in. Have you noticed that?
I have not noticed that. Yeah. Please explain.
Every time they get in a fight and they're like, I am leaving, I'm going to my room, then you see them sitting in the lobby. It's like they just can't get, they can never get back to
their
room.
Yeah.
Yes. I know Leanne doesn't put up with that shit, okay?
Wait.
Leanne will kick down
that door.
That
happened in Copenhagen. You guys had like a 5-tier fight throughout the hotel lobby in Copenhagen. It was like here, and then there was like an elevator.
Oh, my God.
And then you guys were in the service elevator.
Okay, so Marge is sitting in the lobby, and Jackie's with her, and she's like, baby doll, what a night that was. You know, that was a crazy night. Oh, my God. All that talking and all that yelling.
I'm mortified.
Like, you want the truth? You want the truth? You want to be truthful with you? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, let me tell the truth. Okay. You know, if I wanted to go to see WWE, I would have gone to a WWE match. That's for Joan Rivers.
All right, hold on. Wait for the audience to die down. Wait for the applause. Okay. All right, here. You know what happened? You want to know the truth? Teresa ignited that tonight. You know what that is? Teresa did that. She ignited that. And she tells us, I've never lied to Teresa. I've never misled Teresa. I've never had a fight with Teresa. I've never given Teresa cupcakes. But I've never tripped Teresa. I've never pushed Teresa. I've never shut the door on Teresa's fingers. Like, what the hell?
I actually literally don't even know who Teresa is.
What the hell?
Like, honestly, I know who Jan is. Is Jan here tonight? Is Jan? No.
So, she's pissed now. She's like, Teresa, she lets Danielle speak ill of my children. Let her speak ill of me. She owes me an apology. That's it. She owes me an apology. Until she gives me an apology, I'm going to be sitting here deciding how I can fit a whale onto a pillow. That's it.
So, meanwhile, Melissa's like, she's sashaying through the lobby. Because Melissa's been, like, walking through that lobby for a long time. And so she's sashaying. Her dress is, like, going like this. And Teresa falls after her, like, She's doing like her obligate. She like does not want to follow after her, but she knows if she doesn't follow after her, she can't complain that Melissa didn't follow her after their next big fight.
And Melissa's like, why don't you just be with them? Obviously, you just want to be with them. It's like, how am I long?
Not on.
Yeah, my sister-in-law's like.
So Melissa's like, Teresa, you're so one way with your thoughts, with everything. She's like,
You know, one time I wanted a tuna sandwich and they gave me bologna instead, and I said, that's bologna. It's like, what? Why do you even try to talk to Teresa? Just pat her on the head and give her a straw. You don't even have to give her a drink.
Yeah.
Just give her a straw. She'll be like,
just waiting for a cup.
Girl. So Melissa's like, those people act like animals, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And Dolores is coming down the hall yelling now because she's been triggered.
Yeah, she's mad. Let me tell you something, Teresa, okay? That fucking girl is fucking crazy and she's out of her mind. I called Frank. He didn't answer. I called Frankie. I was like, guess what? This girl's out of her mind. He didn't answer either. So now I'm telling you. There you go.
The girl's fucking crazy. I was going to tell you about the bill that Frankie Jr. has for blowjobs that he keeps in his bedroom. I'm still confused about it. Have I been able to discuss this at a dinner? No.
No.
But guess what I'm going to do right now? Press an elevator button. Good luck, bitch. So she's out. She's out.
I'm going to go call my mom right now. She's probably having a cookie.
I don't know what happened. She's like, you don't know what the fuck happened. She broke a glass like she's going to fight her and cut her. Triggered. Like, no, but she said she didn't throw the glass.
Teresa literally goes, no, because, wait, what? She, like, had a system error. Like.
But Margaret said vile things about Danielle and in her. Margaret's the toxic one. And she's like, no, Teresa, you're getting it wrong. And she's just like, huh.
She's like, I can't.
She only believes the last thing she's heard, you know?
Yeah. She's like, all I know is I can't wait to grow up. I can't wait to blow up.
Where's my best friends, Tay Tay and Stephanie, huh?
So Margaret and Jackie are joined by Melissa and Dolores on couches. Hello. I have to write every little thing.
Yeah, I know. I wrote that down, too.
Set the scene. It's the same
fucking scene. So meanwhile, we go back over to Danielle's post-game report, and she's just like, I would never throw red wine at Margaret Joseph's.
Never.
Red
wine. Red wine.
I would throw pig's blood.
And this is like the 10th time in this episode that they've differentiated between red wine and other wines.
Yeah.
It's not just getting something thrown at you. It's red wine.
To this day, I can't listen to UB40 because every time red wine comes on, I think of the poor people who got red wine thrown at them.
Red wine. How dare you?
How dare they make a song about that?
Just punching the air at a beach.
How dare they?
So Melissa's like, Margaret's like, the problem with Teresa is like, she doesn't even know what's going on sometimes. You know, like, let's face it, she doesn't even pay attention. You know, is she even there? Like, knock, knock, who's there? I don't know. Is anybody going to answer? That was Joan. All right, credit where credit is due. Classic
Joan. That was for you, Joan. Is it were you listening, Joan? Okay, you know, not everyone's going to listen all the time. So Teresa's like, Jennifer, so why'd you break the glass? And Jennifer's like now taken from the school of Danielle Staub, overdramatic. She's like, maybe it was out of line. Maybe I was lashing out.
I don't know.
I'm like, bitch, you were just drunk. You were drunk and angry and sexually frustrated. Like many of us.
And so Teresa's like, yeah, you shouldn't talk about someone's husband because, you know what, you kind of remind me of me's.
I'm like, oh, God.
And then Teresa...
Like Teresa's mentor moment is beating the shit out of somebody and threatening to murder them in public.
I know.
What the hell?
Literally, like, shove me off the Grand Canyon, and if ever Teresa says, you remind me of me, I'll be like, bye. But even worse, she says in the past tense, she goes, you know what, I used to be a lot like Jennifer. I'm like, used to be? We know that monster is still in there.
I know, but I need it to come back out because this tree is like, violent. Like, and then they showed the clip when she's like, I used to be like you. And she's like, I mean, I remember that, of course, but seeing it all fresh in my mind, I didn't remember that, you know?
To be fair, Bravo trots out that clip like 20 times. Like, I'm pretty sure it was during the Real Housewives of Dallas reunion, like out of nowhere.
And it's like looking at a diamond. It looks different every time you look at it.
So many layers.
Doesn't it? So she's like, yes, yes, her temper. People met with her, and then she met with them.
Like, okay, Teresa logic. So then Jen's like, and Jen goes, you know what? Can we just be done now? I'm done. I am done with this now. I'm so done. Like, it's everyone else's fault, and Jen just had to put up with this at dinner.
Yeah.
I love these
idiots. So up in Marge's suite, like, they're all, like, reacting to the drama of the night, but then they're like, oh, wait, we haven't actually had dinner. It's like, okay, like, 10 burgers, no buns. Okay, great. And then Melissa's like, oh, fuck. I gotta go talk with Teresa to make sure this doesn't send us back 5 seasons of the show. I'll be right back.
Well, it was either that or eat something, and you know that bitch ain't gonna eat something. I don't know when we can just start counting Adderall as lunch. I mean, it's not like it's a big secret.
So they go downstairs, and Ronnie, you always love to point out when this happens. I don't know if you pointed it out. I'm gonna look at your notes. I don't think you did. So Melissa and Teresa sit down at this table. And on the screen right below Teresa comes an ad for How to Train Your Dragon.
That's pretty good. I didn't think that they could beat Vicky trying to cry about something and be a victim, and then the Grinch that stole Christmas pops up, right? Golden. Okay, Bravo is so shady. Okay, so this is how Teresa walks into the place. And Melissa keeps going, Tree, I'm over here. Okay, this is Teresa. She's like,
Tree, I'm over here. Tree. Tree, tree, tree. I'm over here, tree. Tree. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Tree.
Wee, 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 wee.
I've been waiting for you.
That girl, has she always been that stupid? It just upsets me when you read about a perfectly intelligent person God damn it!
God damn it!
It makes me crazy when you hear about a perfectly intelligent person getting hit in a crosswalk, and fucking people like Teresa are still walking this earth.
Because she's the one driving the car.
Good point.
So Melissa and Teresa are going to have like a little powwow to be like, listen, we're still good. They're crazy, but we're good. So Melissa's like, you know what? I don't think I like it when Jennifer drinks. She becomes crazy. And Teresa's rebuttal is like, yeah, but with Margaret, she doesn't drink. And she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah. Your like, only
excuse. Is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, because your only excuse for anything if you're like fall down drunk. So you can say, I was drunk after, okay?
And Melissa's, she's like, she do the red wine. And Melissa's like, yeah, but Danielle was talking about her kids. Her kids, remember, kids are off limits. Husbands are off limits. Parents are off limits. Houseplants are off limits. New tires are off limits.
Gardeners are off limits.
Swim instructors are off limits.
Crib workers. Crib workers are off limits. We don't talk about them. I love that. Everybody is fucking off limits. Then what are we talking about? Like Teresa doing a crossword puzzle? Like, no, okay? If family is off limits, then get Joe Gorga out of the diary room.
Yeah.
Okay?
This is the Marge. I guess it's time for a commercial or something like that. I don't know. You know what I need? I don't need a commercial. I need a new living room. Okay, Joe? That's what I need. Okay. Classic Marge.
Well, so here we are. We're coming back into the live show. This is where we had our gap in the recording. And when we come back, we are at the part of the show where the ladies have returned back from Mexico. And Jennifer is telling Bill about how her trip went. And we are discussing him walking into the house after not having seen Jennifer in a few days.
He's like, I had to take patience. That's how it is. I had to take the patience. And you know what I'm going to do now? Take some patience. I'm going to take some patience right now in my home office.
I'm going to go somewhere real naughty. The home office. If anyone needs me, I'll be right over.
So Jen's like, okay, kids, order something off Amazon Prime. I'm going to...
Here's the iPad.
God, I got to make a fucking reservation. My husband's 3 hours late, and he still won't stand and talk to me. You know, he walks right through him with his purse and, like, is off to his office. God.
So she goes into the office. He's, like, in a giant throne, you know? Like,
one of like, 19.
He's like, So, how was your trip?
How was this Cabo?
Was there waves and sand and oh, so many gorgeous people? I can't wait. I'm titillated.
She's like, we were having fun, but then somehow Margaret started talking about cheating. I don't know how it happened. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Somehow
you don't
it
remember
happened.
Remember how that happened when you said, you're a cheater, your mother's a cheater, yeah. Your mother's been cheating for 20 years, why should you be any different, you stupid skank?
Yes.
And he literally goes,
So then she goes, and you know what Margaret said? Margaret said, Bill is probably in the pool house with his girlfriend. He goes, ha, 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 ha. Oh, heavens.
Oh, that's a good one.
How deeply satisfying.
Hold on. I'm going to call Steven. Steven, wait till you find out what Jennifer said. friend. Ooh. Is that not the funniest thing? Mm, bye.
So he laughs, and she's literally looking at him like this. Like, she's so mad. And he's like,
Do I need to have a conversation with her?
Possibly lunch, coffee date.
We can spill the tea.
So she's like, well, we squashed it, but last night is what I wanted to talk to you about. Cut. Now we go to Melissa's, and she's like, so last night, you know, this classic housewife thing, it's like everyone across the village talking about the same whore conversation, you know. So Melissa's like, yeah, so last night they're arguing, and Jennifer's getting these eyes, like,
It's like my, it's like, yeah.
Then she goes, and then Danielle goes bonkers, and now glasses are being thrown, and Joe's like, glasses, whoa.
What is it with these women and emotions?
These women, right?
Yeah, right? You know? It's like you tell them to make a sandwich. They can't do that, you know? Next thing you know, they're throwing glasses at each other and trying to have careers. What?
If peanut butter and jelly were fighting like women, they'd never be together in a sandwich, you know?
Little do they realize they make a beautiful sandwich.
That poor guy looks like he's being put under at the dentist's office. But not quite there yet. He's just always like, it's like, you know, he sees heaven, you know? He's just like kind of unfocused.
And then it's like the camera's always just so zoomed in on his face. I don't know why. And the lights are so bright. Just very intense.
In the diary room?
Yes.
Yeah, the camera's like this one.
Danielle corrupts everything she touches.
I don't know if he just wants to look taller, but it's weird because everyone has a certain stance, you know? And then with him, it's like... Jeez.
So then we go back to Jennifer, and she's like, and then, Bill, there was this champagne flute there, and, like, I don't know what came over me. I took it, and I broke it, and I said, listen, bitch, if I threw a glass at you, you're going to know it. And I threw the glass, and then I put it down very politely and sophisticatedly. And he's like...
One of the good things about marrying a gay guy is that...
A happy male. When you're married to a very happy male, go on.
You know, I don't throw that often. I feel like you can identify as whoever you want right now. It's 2019. If you want to be Bill and marry Jennifer, I don't understand if you're gay, straight. I don't understand if you're a giraffe and a donkey. Like, that's how it is to me, you know, those two. I don't care. Do what you want. But you marry a gay guy because when you tell him, like, I broke a glass and threatened to cut a housewife with it, because you know these fuckers have watched every episode together in bed. You want him to be like, girl, yes, 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 queen.
I've just commissioned you a new gum.
Like, you want him to just like, start crying.
Yeah.
You know? But he doesn't. He's like a judgy gay guy. He's like I would be as your husband, you know? Where you're like, I just almost cut someone, and I'm like, in that dress? I'm like awful no matter what.
Yeah. He just goes, ooh, that's crazy.
Ooh. I'm not mad, but I think you're wrong. And if being wrong is wrong, I don't want to be right. Wait.
It's like, you know, I've never been in that situation, Bill, but I have that charity event coming up, and, you know, I think we should go, and I really want you to come if you're free.
Because he will not shoot with these bitches. He's like one of the
you're
smartest
saying the words
husbands.
Come and shoot a lot for Bill right now.
Yes, and I think, you know, just since we have you here, Rich is very good at that. He's like, nope. It's like, you want to go to this party?
Rich is like, nope.
Nah.
Hashtag separate life. Hashtag separate life. Yeah.
I would rather Swiffer your weave droppings up than go to a party with those crazy bitches. Thanks.
So then we hear this.
Dolores! Dolores!
And it's Frank washing a car.
He's like,
oh. Can't believe this shit, Dolores.
Dolores. Eh? Look. It's crunch time, Dolores. You can't disappear. I mean, oh, wait.
Whoa. Wait, it's my arm, Dolores. Oh. It's my arm. Wait. It's my right arm, not my left. Which is the heart attack arm? Oh. I don't even remember. Bring me some beef jerky, would you, Dolores? Oh.
Dolores.
So he's washing his car. You guys, if you can afford a Jag, you can afford a car wash. Okay? Like,
I think
honestly, don't you have better things to do? You're wealthy, okay? You need to pay for that car. Go to work. How about that?
So Frank is like, so I was talking to Teresa, and she asked me, how do you know you're not holding Dolores back, okay? And, you know, because I would hate to think that I'm ever holding.
Hold on, Dolores.
Hold on.
You know what I'm holding back right now?
You got any water before I finish the sentence?
You know what I'm holding back right now? Beef jerky burps. And my first meeting with Gabriel blowing at the gates of heaven. Hold on, Dolores, hold on. All right, I'm back.
Honestly?
Still with us.
She made me think. Dolores is like, wow, Frank thought.
Frank, that's you know weird. What? You know what, Frank? Let me tell you this, Frank. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you as I wash your car. I hate when the men make the women wash their car on these shows. I'm officially over it. I'm not going to get over it, you see. Okay, so she's washing. She's like, you know what, Frank? Let me tell you this. I've never done anything for me, okay? I don't even know what I want. What do I want? You know what I want? I want tiles that I want, but then do I want those or do I really want the tiles that you want?
No.
Because you tricked me into thinking that maybe I want something that I don't want, Frank. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He's like, Frank.
Not really, Dolores, all right? Like, are we going to get back together or are we not going to get back together?
You know what, Frank? See, here's the thing. Me growing up, you know, I went from my mother's house to getting married to having kids to walking into the living room, to walking into the kitchen, walking into the living room, into the kitchen.
There's a circle.
Yeah. I picked up some pasta.
I was watching my 600-pound life. There's a lady there. She said, waffles comfort me. You know, you're my waffles, Frank. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, what do you want from me? Like, seriously, that's it. I'm washing a car right now. Would I do that? No. Do I want to wash a car? No. I don't like cars. Like,
Who's
I wouldn't
cars?
Even drive. I would walk places, Frank, okay?
Yeah.
But that's what I do for you. And he's like, I don't understand still, but okay, keep dating two guys at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, what is this scene?
And then he, like, gets her with the hose. Then he sprays her with the hose, and she's like, Frank, what are you doing, huh? What are you doing? He's like, well, this wouldn't be the first time I got you wet in how many years, right, Dolores?
Watch out, I'm going to squirt. Literal line from the show. I mean, this show is like the classiest ever. She's like, ha. So Marge is having lunch on water, which terrifies me because I know this is the Teresa meeting, and I don't want Teresa to be more confused.
Yeah.
How are we doing this? This table's on water.
Everyone's saying, blink, 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 blink,
blink, blink, blink, blink.
So
blink.
Teresa and Marge sit down. They get together. And then I feel like you must have loved this waitress. Because they're talking, this waitress comes by, and she's like, hi, so sorry to interrupt. Can I get you guys something to drink? I was like, Ronnie, hate this person right now.
I hate those waiters on the shows. Because this is how they are when they know that there's a camera. She's like, hi, would you like a margarita? Would you like a Coca-Cola? It's like, okay, it's the Real Housewives of Jersey. Even the people on the Real Housewives of New Jersey don't get discovered. Like, what do you think is going to happen with you?
Yeah. So they start talking about this whole fight. And of
but
course,
also, you know that was me as a waiter, too, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Everything I complain about, you know that I'm the waiter who's like, elbows on the table, asking you about your children.
Please tell me you're not a waiter who got on his knee.
That's I was. Oh, of course. I'm a total hypocrite. My political party is hypocrite. I will win president one day running on that.
Yeah. So
do what the fuck you want to do, not as I do or say. Okay.
So they start talking about Danielle and everything, and Teresa, of course, taking Danielle's side, and you know, she's saying, I'm just saying that words hurt. Bleak, 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 bleak. You know, and you know, she says that she really doesn't like how Margaret just dropped Danielle out of the blue. So Margaret's like,
You know what? You know what, Teresa? You know you don't know the evolution of what happened to us, okay? And Teresa's like,
no, I don't know what happened to you guys. I also don't know what evolution means.
Yeah. I don't know the restitution of what happened.
Bling, 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 bling.
And Teresa's still holding to her guns. We're like, you said that about husband, and somebody said that about my husband. And Marge is like, what about what she said about my kids? I'm like, well, I mean, what you said about your kid, like, your husband locked you in the closet. Like, you're not on 2 feet to stand on in this argument. But still, yeah. Shut up, Teresa. You know, Team Marge forever.
Teresa basically explains her view on love. Yes. She explains her view on love. She's like, you know what? I trust you until you fuck me over, unless you're my husband.
In which case, I wait for your ass to get deported, and then I fuck you over. I mean, girl, this woman can bide time better than a Sydney Sheldon character. I've read 800-page books starring Nicolette Sheridan, okay, that are as patient as Tree. Like, she is waiting, and she's going to get every damn book deal that comes down the pike. So good for you, sister. So Marge is like, well, you know what? You want me to be honest with you? There was stuff that was even before the wedding. Like, I said I was going to go to Dolores Hatchet Face event that we were all invited to. You know, we're going to throw hatchets. We're going to get mad. We're going to do whatever. And then she said, what do you even have in common? That you cheated and that she cheated and they cheated. And like, she starts going on her thing. And you just see Teresa trying to follow this. Like, she's trying to remember what the hatchet event is.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like,
She thinks it's an actual hat. She's like,
Yeah.
So, basically, Teresa's like, you know what? Danielle's never done anything bad to me, and you've never done anything bad to me, so I just don't think Danielle's the evil person that you're painting her out to be. I'm like, painting her out to be?
Yeah. And so Marge is just like, you'll figure it out. And you see Teresa like, is that mean? You know, and then Marge is like, you know what? You know what's more important? Do you want to see children with cancer in terrible clothes? No, me neither. I need my cancer to be entertaining, all right? I want a Super Mario cancer kid. I want a firefighter cancer kid, a unicorn. Come, it'll be fun. So they're all going to go to this, like, cancer, this children's cancer event thing.
So then, but before we get to that.
I really love the slow rippling boo, by the way, in the audience. Because it's not just one hard boo. It's, like, started over there and then each person was like, I should be mad at that.
Yeah.
As it went, it was like a ripple of boo.
It's really important for us to, like, top the episode where we had to discuss the Holocaust to a live audience. Like, children with cancer. Great. So now we go over to Jackie's house where her husband's, like, coaching the kids in soccer, and they're, like, kicking each other in the face. And I just like that Jackie's like, hey, kids, like, don't do that. They're, like, bleeding, you know?
Yeah. My basic thought on this, I love Jackie. I love that she has that lisp and the way that she kind of talks about stuff and that she'll stick up to anybody.
And then, look, has there ever been a housewife who literally can write in a newspaper what a dick you are? I mean, that's amazing.
That's a big move.
That's an amazing weapon. So I'm overall rooting for Jackie, but I don't need to see her with her litter of children.
Well, I don't mind. Her kids are fine. I feel like this is like a sad excuse for like a season-long arc. She's like, every 3 episodes, it's like, I have a sister. And then like this episode, she's like, I'm going to call her. She calls up. She's like, hi. You want to meet up?
Your sister. Great.
All right. Bye.
And it's two storylines. Melissa has some pretend sister that her dad had an affair. It's two missing sisters. Trust me. If your sister was a little bitch when you were children, she's still a little bitch now, okay? Shit like that does not change. Thankfully, my little sister is not a little bitch. And she wasn't a little bitch then either, you know? I'm still a monster. You see how these keep going? It's the same. People don't change, okay? You heard it here first.
So now we go to New York City. It's the day of the big event. Marge and her crew show up at this event space, etc. Lexi's there. Lexi's like, this is gonna be a tearjerker for sure. She's turned into Edith Bunker. She's like playing a piano with Margaret.
Archie, this is gonna be amazing. We have 150 of them kids up there. What are you going to do, Archie?
Marge's like, I don't know. Like, seriously, what do I know? I've been even a part of this. Like, what do I know? I don't even want to say anything. I'm like, you're wearing a glitter robe and, like, curlers in your hair and a full face of priv, okay?
And Margaret has her own weird storyline going on where she's trying to bring Jan and Brett back together. Like, there's these weird storylines are just sort of like thrown at us.
I just feel like in general on any show, but especially Housewives, find new people to hate. Like, I don't need you to hate your ex-husband. Hate a new husband that will soon be your ex-husband so we can be part of this history.
And then we get our first, I feel like it's our first scene of the season at Envy Boutique. New Jersey's hot spot for fashion.
You guys, Joe Gorga is such a prick. He's like putting his finger up his wife's butt and every, like he's so gross. He's such a monster.
Yeah.
But he's not always wrong, okay? Melissa's like, we need to update the site because they say we don't have red dresses. Here's one. That's her working. And then you see like all the sides of like the Ross Dress for Less like racks. I recognize that shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle, there's a giant table of Envy t-shirts, which is what she's really selling. He's not really that wrong.
Yeah.
Still, keep your fingers to yourself,
Listen,
sir.
This is how Jeff Bezos started, you know? A little boutique in Jersey. So, yeah.
Where am I? Is that where we were? Oh, no, girl. This is not the good part of the show where I'm like, wait, what are we talking about? Laverne and Shirley. What a bitch Laverne turned out to be. Just kidding.
Well... Wow, someone was really upset about that joke.
That was a death boo.
Someone was like, I am unsubscribing on iTunes right now. Okay, nothing really happens except that Jackie basically tells Melissa, you should tell Joe to stop disparaging you in front of the kids. That's basically it. We could skip Envy Boutique. No one needs it.
Yeah.
Who needs Envy Boutique?
I mean, he should stop. She's like, but he says I only sell t-shirts. And I'm like, But he should be nicer about it in front of your kids, I guess. I mean.
Yeah. So, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
So then we get to the thing, and all the ladies start arriving, and Marge, who doesn't want any attention at all, is in like this silver and black with white and black cutouts, like this whole thing.
Orca. pattern.
Giovanni.
It was Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni.
Giovanni.
So Jan comes in. By the way, those of you who don't remember him, Jan is the one he used to be married to Margaret and lock her in the closet when he was mad.
Yeah. It happens, you know.
Look at all the shit we're not putting up with anymore, but then look at all the shit we are putting up with.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, yeah, he locked her in the closet. Okay, what else happened?
Well, she left him.
So he comes, and Marge is like, you want to be honest? Jan comes with this beautiful girlfriend who happens to be Joe's ex-wife's best friend. Are you following me?
I mean, what a small world. I mean, there should be, like, a ride in Disneyland called It's a Small World After All, because you know what? It's like Jan and his girlfriend and Joe. And it'll just be little figurines of Jan and his girlfriend and Joe waving at people in a boat, being like, it's a small world after all.
And she's invited the son that Jan hates. And so she's going to try and make them talk. But all they do is give each other dirty looks across the thing. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she looks at Jan and she's like, Can you talk to Brett? And then she's like, when he makes that face at me, I know I'm about to make best friends with coat hangers, and I leave it alone. All right? Just leave it alone.
So everyone starts... coat hangers. So everyone starts to show up, and people are showing up, and, you know, Dolores gets there, and she's, you know, talking about...
I know. I'm doing the same thing. Because there's so much. I see you, like, looking through your notes.
I know exactly where I am.
Okay, go then. I heard you going, and then, and I was like, that's where I am too, Ben.
And then. So anyway, so Dolores is like, you know what? I saw a side of Jennifer I didn't know existed in Cabo. And I really didn't care to see it again. Like pebble tile. She was like a big walking pebble tile. Disgusting.
It's about sick children, not drunk adults. I'm like, why can't it be about both, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not watching a sick children show.
So Margaret's talking about that. She's saying, like, you know what? Like, Jennifer, like, when she's sober, she's fine. Like, she's fine. She's not, like, cocktail Jen. You know, she's not in, like, a Mexicoma. Anyway. But Tonight, though, I told her no drinking, okay? This is a sophisticated event. And as soon as she says this is a sophisticated event, Teresa walks in. She thinks she's at the AutoZone.
You got a carbonator in here?
So Tree comes in, and Joe's like, ha, Teresa, you want to eat? But you didn't mean make out. You want to make out?
This time I'm going to have shots with you.
So they decide that, you know, Teresa can eat again, which, God bless her. I love when someone gets off a diet. You know, it's like my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go to my AA meetings with my friend and then go outside to smoke at the very end just so I could feel like I was saying, welcome back, as everybody came out, you know? And that's how I feel with Teresa eating again. Sorry, too much. Okay, so Melissa's like, when I see Jennifer, I am pissed. Someone who goes for a glass and instinctually breaks it. Look around.
I know.
Do you have any footage of your fucking child's christening that you would like me to play right now, man?
Yeah.
You hypocrite. Vote for me.
Yeah. So Jennifer and Bill walk in. They've arrived. And basically, so...
And he does walk in like that. He's like,
ooh, look at this party. I wish there were some streamers.
And Jen is really nervous because now Jen's sober. So she's like, I don't know why everyone's mad. I just need to say I'm sorry. He's like, She goes, Bill, are you hungry? And he's like, So Jackie says,
I'm famished.
She's like, here, I got you some shrimp. And then she just, like, pulls over Jackie's husband's plate with these gigantic shrimp.
Yeah.
Which are like a fist.
And she goes, my husband loves jumbo shrimp. It's like, got his own damn jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, she goes, you eat, honey. And then she just walks off. A cheap bitch.
Ooh, and I like my shrimp small, medium, large, and jumbo. all sizes work.
So the worst part for Bill is that he has to deal with the husbands. And by the husbands, I mean Joe Gorga.
Yeah.
Because Joe Gorga wants to shiv somebody with a wine glass so bad. Like, that's all he's on this show for, you know? He's like the other housewife. So I'm watching them kind of interact, and so far, it's okay. So now Jen's apology to her.
Yeah.
First, she goes to Dolores, and she's like, how are you? We left it so crazy last time.
Well, my son went off to college. He came back for the summer, but then he's back at college. And Frank, I think he's in Florida. I don't know really where he is. I don't know. Like, it's hard to say. I go from the kitchen to the living room, the kitchen to the living room. Sometimes I call David. I call my mom. She's eating cookies for breakfast. I don't know what's going on, Jennifer.
Yeah, but then when you yelled at me, like, I got that maybe you were just defending your friend.
Well, you know, you started it, you know. I'm eviscerated.
What did he say?
I'm eviscerated,
Frank. That's it. I'm eviscerated. And she's like, you know what? It's not that I was defending my friend so much. It's like you broke a glass. And when you break a glass and you put it up to somebody, that's a no-no. Okay? You don't want to do that.
Someone's going to get hurt. Okay? Next thing you know, I got to call up someone. Be like, does someone have any Band-Aids? I got to go up to the office. I got to find a Band-Aid. I got to wrap it around. I got to call Frank. Frank, is it safe to do? And Frank has to tell me. Although his advice is no longer safe legal advice because he got disbarred. Another story. You know. Jennifer's like,
Yeah, Jennifer's like, I'm sorry. The end, you know. And she's like, I get that. Just don't be mad. And she goes... Dolores tells us, in Patterson, if you're hurt and you don't hurt that person harder, then you better get the fuck out of there. And I'm like, fucking Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love when that side of Dolores comes out. It's like so exciting.
Yeah. She's like, but then we get over it quick, you know? So I'm like, do you want a spring roll that's made out of cheeseburgers? This party. Okay, so then Dolores is like, we're good, but there's one other person you got to talk to. Her name isn't Teresa. I'm going to shock everybody here and say... Melissa.
Which you got to talk to Melissa.
Dolores.
Yeah.
So
because Teresa was busy scouting out the buffet. Did you catch that? She's like, all right, I ate everything from over here. I'm going to go check out that side of the buffet. I was like, yes, this is how I connect with Teresa.
Teresa was like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Like anything she chooses, like, Taking those cheeseburgers down.
So Jen goes up to, she goes up to Melissa, and she's like, can I talk to you? And Melissa does this thing, like, even though I'm fully on Melissa's side in this fight, Melissa does this thing that I think is so obnoxious. She goes, are you in a calm mood? Have you had a cocktail?
Yeah, have you had a cocktail? Listen here, meth face. Yes, I have. And no, I'm not. What does that have to do with anything? Only sober people can apologize. I'm not really sure about the rules on this show. If I didn't get drunk, you'd never get an apology from my ass. I'm telling you that right now. So thank Uncle Tito.
So they have a whole conversation. Everything's fine. Everything's fine between them. So then we cut over to Joe Gorga, who's talking to Bill. And he's like, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Hey, Dr. Bill, huh? I don't need any work, right? And he's like,
You're a perfect man.
You couldn't be more gorgeous.
Round pecs, firm buttocks, small little eyes, perfection.
And then Joe Gorga's like, I know you don't say that to anyone, because listen, you can't have a house that big if they ain't faced like shitters. You know what I mean? And he's like, so he's like, so your wife. So Joe starts to try another wife fight. Joe is in a fight with like, oh my God.
Wow, well, thank you. That was just lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my God, what'd that girl
this
do?
This is our version of a streaker.
Oh, girl. This is why we got to set a time limit on the show, okay? I'm not the only one up here getting wasted.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for that. That was an Asa Kaftan, a gorgeous one, by the way, that just ran by. Okay, so Gorga's trying to start fights, and he's like, so what about your wife? I heard your wife did some crazy shit, bro. Some crazy shit.
He's like, oh, bro. Yeah, it was some wild, crazy shit.
You're my next door buddy, bro. Now listen, I spent 6 years trying to get her to stop having tequila.
And then she said she had tequila.
I was like, girlfriend, tequila, you've been naughty down south of the border.
His actual technical quote is, I spent 6 years trying to keep her away from tequila. 16. So I was like, what?
That tequila must have been all that in a bag of chips.
That's 5 A's and yes.
Ooh. Was it Reposado or Añejo?
So then we get what we're here for, which is kids looking adorable in their new costume garbs and giving really like cute speeches about having cancer. I'm not going to make fun of that. Even me. Of course.
In fact, everyone should go support that charity, whatever it is.
And also, I will say that Marge does learn from the best. You know, like Lisa Vanderpump doesn't take ugly dogs. Marge takes the cutest kids and puts them up there. I was like, Marge had a casting for this. She's like, listen, you. Maybe one day. You know,
it's a good.
Maybe when we come out with like a better round of the Superman. You know? But for now, they were so cute.
Yeah, it was a great idea. It's a great idea for a charity, and everyone should go look it up.
I mean, I'd rather get a gift card. Is that too mean to say? Like, it's a child with cancer. I'd rather be like, thank you for this hospital gown, but I would rather have a Best Buy card. There's a new Switch gift. But, you know, that's nitpicking. Let's be honest.
Anywho, so there's, like, this, like, attempt to, like, put a bow on Margaret's side story where she's like, all right, Jan, did you talk to Brett? Did you talk to Brett? It's like, no. I winked at him. Okay, they winked. I was like, that's it? That's all we're going to get? That they winked at each other? Or Brett winked at Jan?
But that's like dude love, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's Texas dad and son. Not my dad. My dad's not like that. He's just like, I love you. Like, he'll just tell me. But, like, I feel like in general, Texas dad love is like, you did good today, son. Like, when you're 90, you finally hear it, you know?
It's like Makushla.
Yeah. No, my dad's not that typical Texas dad. He's
someone
like, I love
that.
You. You're
got
great.
That. You
Would
got
you like
that.
To be a ballet dancer? Sure, go for it. You want to make rockets and crayons? Great. How can we support you, you know?
So basically everything is pretty copacetic. There were some beefs. Everything's fine. And you know what? Jennifer's going to have an anniversary party next week. And by the way, Danielle Staub is going to be there.
Oh, my God. The way the girls reacted when she's like, and, you know, I'm going to have Danielle there. And every single one of them was like,
And Jennifer ominously is like, I just want to have a good drama-free night overlooking the best view east of Oklahoma, okay? Paramus Mall, nothing more scenic.
So that's going to be a very early season finale, but you know, Jersey has sucked for a long time, let's face it. Okay? They earned their short season, and hopefully now they've earned their long season. In the coming next week scenes,
yes.
they start partying over there, and Joe is dancing, and some guy goes, he dances like a stripper.
Yeah.
Do you really think someone's paying that man to put fake marble in their bathrooms? Think about it.
Yeah. I'm still waiting. I mean, Joe Gorga has to have a dick pic, okay? It has to be out there. And why has it not been leaked? This is like a huge injustice of the internet age. You know?
I've looked it up so many times, Joe Gorga dick pic.
And who else is so excited for the season finale next week when Marge and her Joe push Marty into the pool? Marty, he did not know what he was getting involved with.
And you guys love that Danielle is still living in that fucking house. I love it. She has stayed. She left Marty. So for those of you who don't know, mom, dad, this lady married a rich dude. She's horrible. So she's with this rich dude, and everyone's like, this won't last. She's like, how dare you? So then, of course, they divorce in like a month. And then she kicks him out of the house and stays in his house.
That's how you do it.
Hit like him up squatter's style. Rights.
That's
and
like
she
Blue Cantrell. Blue Cantrell style. Yes. You guys, we have to give a huge thank you to Leanne Locken, Mama D, Rich, and all your guests, and your parents and family.
And a special shout out to Aileen. I love you.
Hopefully we'll see a bunch of you guys tomorrow night. Thank you guys so much.
We love you guys.
Have a great night. And if you are a VIP...
Oh, yeah, the VIP meet and greet. Just wait in here. Everybody else, scoot out, fuckers.
We'll see you at the roundup. Good night, everyone.
Walk into the club, everybody say my name. Walk into the mall and insane. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome. Blow me, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Every day's a parade. Don't even try to shade. Magazines and blogs, Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I rule them all, cause when I play, I win. The People magazine called and said, I'm the bitch. Asked me lots of questions, I answered every one. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me.
There are many roads to hate, but envy is the shortest. It isn't just about wanting what others have. It's important to take something away. I should know. My character is trouble. The darkness at the edge. I'm the villain. A teacher of pain. Let me continue our lesson. Left unchecked, envy becomes hate. Like the old story of the cow next door that provides the richest milk and the sweetest butter. I want that cow, says the neighbour. Dead.
Great characters make great drama. More than TV. ITV.